This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday that his Department of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who has been battling scandals during his time in office, will leave his administration at the end of the year. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
It's hard to make decisions unless we know it's there.
As Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke has pushed to develop oil, natural gas, and coal beneath public lands. Here in May 2017, announcing he'd ordered a new assessment of oil and gas reserves in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
It also gives the green light for industry.
In line with the administration's business-friendly aims.
This is a partnership.
But the former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. In his resignation letter to the president, Zinke calls the allegations of wrongdoing meritless, false, and politically motivated attacks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is pushing the Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act after a Texas judge ruled that it was unconstitutional on Friday. But as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Obamacare will remain in place for now.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great, great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Officials from around the world agreed Saturday upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord after 2 weeks of climate talks in Poland. Mikhail Korteka, a Polish official chairing the talks in Katowice, said that delegates still have more work to do.
As the president, I am determined to see this deal through to adoption. It is your work. It is your achievement. It is something the world has been waiting for.
The UN talks were meant to provide firm guidelines for countries on how to transparently report their greenhouse gas emissions and their efforts to reduce them. President Donald Trump has said the United States, one of the world's biggest emitters, will pull out of the Paris Accord, but that move cannot take effect before November of 2020. It was another day of protests in Paris as yellow vest protesters were out for a fifth weekend of marches. As Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports, the marches happened even though President Emmanuel Macron backtracked over his contested economic policies.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after four people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Egypt announced the discovery of a private tomb belonging to a senior official from a dynasty of the pharaohs which ruled 4,400 years ago. Antiquities Minister Khalid Al-Anani said the tomb in Saqqara contains scores of statues of different sizes and colors.
It's a private tomb. It is exceptionally well-preserved and colored with sculpture inside. It belongs to a high official and priest who worked during the 5th dynasty.
In recent years, Egypt has heavily promoted new archaeological finds to international media and diplomats in the hope of attracting more visitors to the country. Tourism in the North African nation fell off after the Arab Spring movement of 2011. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.